All right, well, two totally different types of games today for the doubleheader. Game one, more of the pitching duel, and Austin Gordon gave us a quality start. Thought he pitched very well, getting us to the seventh inning. Knew for sure when we got a couple runners on, including a runner to third in the ninth inning, that we were going to tie it up and then win it. Just didn't happen that way. And Duke's got a very good pitching staff, and their numbers back that up. But I like the way our guys responded in game two. Came out swinging, hitting the ball hard, finding ways to score, getting on base, getting a lot of hits, making things happen, and scoring three, then one, then five, then four, and just really came out and allowed our team to establish a lead. A lot of guys contributing up and down the lineup. Got some big hits. The big hits, the run scoring hits that escaped us in the first game, we got plenty of them in game two. And that Nick Hoffman did a fantastic job of preserving the bullpen, so to speak, by going 4 2/3 and gave up a couple of solo home runs. But that's a good offensive team. They hit five home runs in game two, and it's a good lineup. So got a good rubber match tomorrow, and the team who plays the best is going to take the series. And I know we'll be ready for it. Been swinging the bats well, and got Caden Grice on the mound tomorrow, and excited to play tomorrow.
Any update on Ryan Edmonds?
I starts throwing this week or next week. So I think the progression was he was going to be out a couple weeks, and then probably be a couple weeks of buildup for throwing. So kind of like the same update as last week. His return to pitching is weeks, not months. So we expect him, hopefully he's just a couple weeks out now, but probably need a couple weeks to build his arm back up. But yeah, he starts his throwing program Monday.
Coach, you touched on it a little bit in your opening statement, just the tale of two different games. What do you feel like changed in game two, I guess? And yeah, you guys were able to reach in almost every inning in both games. What do you feel like was the big difference maker in the game two?
Baseball is such a momentum sport, and quality at bats and hits a lot of times are contagious, and felt like they didn't fall for us, but we didn't do what needed to be done to execute and get that big hit in the first game. And playing from it's just a big difference when you're playing from behind to when you're playing from ahead. And when you're this age of college kid, 18 to 23, and just have that that mental freedom to exhale and go up there with a little more, play a little more mentally free, it certainly helps. That's why everyone tries to get a lead and keep a lead. But we can also do more things offensively when we've got a little bit of a cushion. We can be a little more aggressive on the bases. We felt like we needed to come out and really, throw the first punch, so to speak. So we ran the double steal in the first inning to get that third run. And, that was just kind of that mentality more than anything, of just where we might have been at times, felt like caught in between, maybe a little late on the fastball, a little early on the off speed, just on our heels, on a yo-yo. We just wanted to, like Nate said, just flush it. The previous game had nothing to do with game two, so just come out swinging, have our best ABs, our most competitive at-bats, and find a way to put as many runs on the board as early as possible.
Caden had a multi-hit game in that second game. Do you feel like he's getting close to being what he can be?
I think so, yeah. He's been working very hard on his swing. I think pitching helps him. I think being able to DH, being able to play first, and just the work that he's done on his swing, just to, he's one of those guys. He is touched by the good Lord. He's so big and strong. He doesn't have to hit it very hard to hit it hard. And certainly doesn't have to hit it as his best to hit it out of the park. So for him, it's just about putting the barrel on the ball and You know, his batting average on balls in play is really good. So the more he can just make contact and impact the ball, he's very capable of doubles and home runs and high slugging. And, you know, he's a huge weapon, and feels like he's, you know, heating up a little bit. And we certainly can use it, because we haven't hit for much power. You know, it certainly doesn't feel like we have slugged as high as what our capability could be, especially in this park. But, you know, feels like some guys are starting to come on a little bit. So he's certainly one of them.
Did you think maybe this team would have a little bit more power than the show on so far?
You know, I didn't know. I felt like we were a balanced team. Felt like we were a type of team that had a combination of speed and power. And I think we've shown the speed and shown the ability to run the bases and be aggressive on the bases. And maybe the power, the slugging, the home runs. We've hit some doubles, and we've taken some good swings. But I'd say we are capable of maybe higher slugging numbers, maybe some higher home runs. And a lot of times that's just the pitches you swing at. So I think one thing as a team collectively we've talked a lot about and put a point of emphasis on at least the last couple of weeks is with less than two strikes, trying to impact the baseball as hard as we can, trying to do as much damage with less than two strikes. Less than two strikes, we're looking for pitches to smash. We're trying to get our best swing off. We're trying to hit the ball as hard as we possibly can. And then with two strikes, that's where we're more in battle mode. We're just trying to put the barrel on it. So, you know, we frame it as there's two counts in baseball. There's less than two strikes and there's two strikes. We've done a pretty decent job with two strikes. I think we can do a better job with less than two strikes of taking a little bit more aggressive, intentful swings to try to really impact the ball as hard as we can. Feels like there's been times the last few weeks where we've, maybe taken some defensive swings or two strike type swings with less than two strikes, and you know, we'll get better at it, and hard to complain about it when we had 29 hits on the day and scored 14 runs in this last game. But you know, we're always looking for things to improve upon, and that certainly feels like one of them that we can do better offensively.